Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I have the pleasure of having Vanetta Farina. She is the chief executive and editor of Women Are Game Changers. So if you have any questions, feel free to call in or pose a question in the chat room. I read it on the air. Telephone number is 347-324-3460. Vanetta, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I guess to begin with, our audience like to hear personal views, bios on the person. So if you don't mind, kind of share us for a moment, you know, tell us about yourself and how you, where you're from and how you got started.
Hey, well, I'm long-winded, so I'll try to keep it short. I worked with and in public schools for 9 years. I worked with nonprofits, and we provided resources, and then I was a first-grade teacher. I taught for 4 years. Last year was my last year teaching, and I wanted to do something else. It was time to move on. So I began teaching English to corporate employees who moved here from other countries, and I still wasn't fulfilled. And I began blogging in September of last year. I started my third blog last year, and the blog has progressed into a business where I host networking events for women in Houston, and there are some other things in the works with that as well. Mm-hmm. So that's the short version.
Okay, so you taught for school. I mean, you taught for many years. Kind of tell us what did you teach?
I taught first grade, so I taught everything.
Oh, that's cute.
Kindergarten and first grade, yes.
Oh, my gosh, you got the little ones. They're fun.
Yes, the very little ones who need everything, all the help they can get.
Well, good for you for keeping up with the kindergartners and the first graders. I know they really appreciate it. I guess if we move forward from kindergarten teacher to running a for-profit business, kind of tell us about that transition. I mean, you mentioned that you were doing a blog and you moved from a blog to a full-time operation. How was that transition?
Well, I'm still transitioning, but it has its challenges, but at the same time, for example, last night I went to an event and pretty much every 10th person knew me either through online or from other events. So it's not as hard as I thought it would be because my face is known, but it's still challenging because I am going from public school background, nonprofit background to a for-profit career. So it's a lot of learning, a lot of reading, a lot of workshops. So it's a lot of learning for me. But as a former teacher, I'm used to going to workshops and conferences and things like that. So it's not too out of the box for me. It's just learning a new material.
How does it feel to make that leap of faith, saying, I'm no longer going to teach. I'm actually going to lead my own way, and this is what I'm going to do?
It was scary. I'm not going to lie. It was scary because when you're a teacher, you get paid every other week, and you don't have to worry about it. It's automatically in your account. But when you run your own business, you have to get out there and hustle and make sure your money is coming in, you know, to pay. So it was scary with that thought, but at the same time, it's exciting because you just never know what could happen. I had an idea that people would be interested in doing women-only networking events in Houston. I just didn't know how interested people were going to be in it.
Mm-hmm. When you look at this particular market, women business owners, what do you see?
I see a lot of women working hard and not too smart. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying that women don't have the opportunities that men have as far as funding or investors or the capital to start off bigger. So they have to go to vending shows. They have to start out with family and friends, buying their pieces and telling someone else. They don't have the budget to market. So it's a lot of obstacles that women in business face. And so with the networking events, I'm bringing women together so that they can make those partnerships and collaborations, as well as I'm bringing in resources such as Microsoft, Edward Jones, Houston Pink Book. I'm trying to get Comcast so that they have an opportunity to speak with these people who own these bigger companies, and then they can start using their resources to help them grow quicker.
Hmm. When you mention, I think, between the women not having the same opportunities as men do, kind of tell us what the type of opportunities that women don't have at, like men.
Well, it's the investment. It's harder for a woman own business to go into a bank and get a bank loan, or to walk into a meeting with an investor, or even get a meeting with an investor, unless it's technology based. And even then, really, really small percentage of women get investments. A lot of times it's coming out of our savings, or family and friends have given money, or they're still working. A lot of women who own businesses here in Houston that I've met are still working their 9-to-5, and they're doing their business nights and weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have been doing it for 2 and 3 years. So it's just that the capital, so that they can focus full time on their business instead of working and doing the business at the same time.
Do you see the economy making any changes? Have to change the way people are doing things, or?
I see the economy. I've spoken to a lot of women, and a lot of women have either, like I said, started the business while they're still working, or they've either been laid off or they've quit their jobs to become a business owner. So I am seeing a lot of women who are going that route, more so for mm-hmm. the flexibility to work with their family schedule, and the freedom not to be tied down to a rigid schedule. A lot more women are wanting that flexibility and control over their money.
So even in a sense of women, when it comes down to balancing family, if they have a family, or balancing kids, how are they getting support from their families? Have you noticed? Or are they getting support from even their own kids to help them with the operation?
It depends. It varies by the individual person. I do know one lady, she did not have support from her spouse. And so she still had to work full-time for a few years while she was building her business. And then I know other people who bring their kids to help them because that's the only employees they can afford.
They can afford.
Yeah. So it varies from those extremes. But I do know some people, right, my family is very supportive of me. Aunts, uncles, cousins, my mom, my sister, my brother, everybody's very supportive, but they know the type of aggressive personality I have. So they don't have any doubts that I'm not going to be able to walk into a room and figure out how to get what I need.
mm-hmm.
But a lot of women are not that aggressive. And women are not taught to be aggressive. My sister and I were taught to be independent and speak for ourselves. So we're a little bit different. But most women don't feel comfortable going into a room saying, I need this, because we're supposed to be the caretakers, the caregivers, and we're supposed to be the ones giving everything, but we're not used to saying, I need help, or could you do this for me, or anything like that.
Wow. So taking into account, why is that? Is it because of its personality, or it's because it's they are afraid, or why they're not as aggressive?
I really think it has to do with the American culture, because strong women in business, they are usually called not nice things, and they're
okay.
doing the exact having the exact same behavior as a man. But if a woman does it, then she's all of these negative connotations. But if a man does it, he's an alpha man, he's in charge, he's taking control. So women don't want those negative connotations associated with them. So they become a little bit meeker in their characteristics when they're in charge. But I'm not saying anything against the silent types, because those people get the things done as well. So it's just about your approach. But it is a lot of negative connotation if a woman acts the same way a man does, being aggressive in business.
Well, do you think things are changing with the advent of a lot of women coming to the upper-level management? I mean, look at the CEO of for companies just like Xerox, who's been featured a lot this week. And,
yeah, she's my hero.
You know, she say, I come from, you know, the hood, you know, and New York. And of course, people are a little aggressive from New York, and they have to get heard. But taking that into account and modeling what she has done in a corporate environment, and you see a lot more women are coming up a level management, are you starting to see a trend? Because a lot of women are in the workplace today.
I am, as far as women are concerned, because I follow Ursula, especially since she's become CEO of Xerox. I just really thought it was amazing, her story of going from intern to CEO. And, you know, she's been with Xerox for years, and she's worked her way up. So her story alone shows that women can do it. And I do think a lot of women are getting to the point where they want to have some type of control over their career. And being a small business owner or being a CEO is not for everyone. And some people have to understand that. Some people can handle the responsibility and pressure, and then some people can't. But as far as women, I think a lot of women are feeling empowered. There's a lot of organizations around and that are popping up to help women empower themselves to be whoever mm-hmm. they're supposed to be and to get wherever they're supposed to get. But living in the South, women are not supposed to be outspoken. It's very different in the South than it is in New York as far as
in
women
New York,
are
you're going to be heard. And I've been watching her career really for about 30 years, since the 80s. And it's just amazing. It's like she's been in the same position. She really really haven't been in the position, but she's been really, really out there. But what's so neat about her, you have two sides of the story, because if you look at her mentally, she looks mean. When she does interviews, you can see she's real forceful. She is aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
But then she doesn't, on the appearance end, it doesn't fit what the corporate, what we see at different companies. You have to look a certain way. You have to dress a certain way. She has her hair has always been natural, short, natural hair. She didn't wear a lot of makeup. But I guess when she walks into a room, as you see the energy, you see the brightness, you see power there. And I'm trying to get there, like, is there a certain mold that you need to fit if you're in the South than versus if you're in the Midwest or the East Coast? Does that make sense?
Well, in the South, women are, like I said, supposed to be meeker, and a lot of times they're wanted to be homemakers by husbands. I know a lot of people who are housewives, and there's nothing wrong with that, but they do try to do things on the side, just to have their own little money, but they still want to be able to take care of their family. So when I was making the, when I was saying earlier that a lot of women want that flexibility, that's what I'm seeing here in the South, because I live in Houston. But a lot of women want to be able to still take care of their families and still make some money. Some women want it to become you know, an LLC or a corporation or a bigger entity, and then some women, they just want that money on the side. So it really depends. But as far as Ursula goes with her hair, I really like that because I've been natural my whole adult life. And I don't think it's ever held me back. I mean, I've been able to walk into the Chevron building here in Houston and meet with clients, and it's never been a problem. But a lot of women who are thinking about going natural or who are feel self-conscious with their natural hair in the corporate world. And I was like, it's never stopped me. I've been natural almost 10 years, and I've been able to go in any building here in Houston and meet with people, and it's never stopped me before. So I really do like the fact that she is a CEO and she wears her hair natural and she's still in charge and they listen, because Xerox is doing, you know, good. You don't hear anything negative about them.
Well, let's take another spin on that. You know, with her hair being natural, do you think by looking the way that they want us to look, or the way they the male counterparts want the women to look, if they do, let's say, I'm not sure, like, for example, have her and then you put the, I don't know, it's a new TV show, I'm just going to use her for example because she's young, the Carrie something, she's on this new
Scandal
show. Now, you know, if you put her in that sense, do you think you lose respect from the colleagues that way? By dolling up, if that's in the sense?
No. Well, for me, no, because every woman is entitled to her own style. I know Kim Coles was here last week, and she did make the point, because she was speaking at a conference, that in Hollywood, the directors want your hair to look the same from morning till night when you're on set. And she said there's not a lot of natural hairstylists in the Hollywood community. So a lot of the actresses do have to either have perms or wigs or different things like that so that their hair is the same all day on set. So that made me, you know, think about how people are attacking other people for not being natural or for being natural. It depends on that personal situation. But as far as women who are natural in everyday life, a lot of them say it's a spiritual journey. I never had a spiritual journey. I was 18 and I just wanted it cut off. So I can't relate to a lot of women in that context. But as far as being able to go into a, you know, a corporate building or to get a meeting schedule or anything, I think people are more aware of who I know and my contacts and what I can do as opposed to my hair.
Wow.
The hair is just an accessory on my body. But people know when you work with me, you're going to get excellence. So I don't think people care too much that my hair is natural.
Wow. Well, that's a good thing. We're going to take a break real quick, and we'll be back in a moment to talk about more about your company, Women Are Game Changers, with Vanilla Perini. Thank you. We'll be back in 1 minute.
You're listening to The Core Business Show. Sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Okay, we're back with Women Are Game Changers, Vanilla Perini. Tell us about your organization and the whole and what you guys do there.
Okay, well, like I said, Women Are Game Changers started out as a blog to empower the everyday woman. We feature a game changer of the month, and it's just someone that I've been following either online or in person, and I feel that she fits the mold of a game changer. And then it progressed to a business where we do networking events to bring women together so that they can make those collaborations and partnerships and learn from other women who are running successful businesses so that theirs can grow. I saw a need because I was going to a lot of events and I was hearing a lot of women saying different things. And then I read a book and I read an article in Forbes magazine, and you put all of that together and that created Game Changer Fusion, which is our network, what we call our networking event. And later this year, we're going to have a Women Are Game Changers boot camp. We don't want to call it a conference because a lot of women in their 20s and 30s, they hear a conference and they automatically think boring. So we're having a boot camp where we're going to have some of our game changers come out and some other speakers come out and tell women that it doesn't matter if you're 22 or 42. If you want to start a business, go for it. And, you know, and they're going to give them the tools, the skills and strategies to equip them to get where they need to be. And later this year, we're also going to have our Game Changer Gala, which is our celebration that we've been, you know, up and running for a year. So the blog, like I said, started off to empower women, and then just having different women message me, talk to me, and different things, it progressed to the other things that we're working on as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So going back to that, the word conference, so the young women coming up think conferences are boring?
Because they think it has that connotation that you're going to sit all day, you're going to hear a bunch of speakers, and you're going to leave and not remember anything. Because the conference I went to this past weekend, it was great. It was amazing. It was the annual Women's Empowerment Conference. But I did not see a lot of women who were my age in their 20s there. I saw a lot of older women there. And so it was funny because a lot of women my age were at the meet and greet to meet Kim Coles on Thursday night. But they didn't come to the conference. And so, and then when I go to other conferences, there are not a lot of young women there either. But when I said boot camp, all of a sudden, people in their 20s and early 30s, they're like, oh, I'll come to that. So it was just a change of name. It was just a change of name.
Wow. So I guess whatever works, and that's what you go for. That's a good thing
yes.
about being in business. Who are your models in life that you, beyond Ursula, that you admire?
Well, my mom. I think everybody admires their mom, but I would say she's my biggest cheerleader because my sister and I are like, oh, my God, you know, she's always like, you can do it, you can do it, even when we don't believe in ourselves. So she's my biggest cheerleader. And then my sister is right behind her and my brother is right behind my sister, and then Oprah. I admire Oprah ever since I was probably like 10 or 11, just because of the business that she's built, the brand that she's built, and I'm a huge supporter of the Oprah Winfrey Network, but I just like the way that she came from nothing, but she didn't let that stop her. She had a lot of things that happened in her past, and she could have played the victim. And we would have never known who Oprah Winfrey was, but she didn't let that stop her. She kept going, and now she's who she is, where everybody
yeah.
knows her worldwide. And I like Raven Simone from the business aspect. I mean, in her early 20s, she was known as a $400 million woman in Hollywood.
Absolutely.
And she does not, yes, she does not do tabloid, you know, no tabloid stories. She very rarely does press. She lets her talent speak for herself, and she's built a very big brand. She doesn't have to do interviews, and people still know Raven Simone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Maggie Walker. She was the first African-American woman who started and owned a bank in 1920, either 20s or 30s. So those are the women that I admire.
Wow. Oprah Winfrey is really amazing. Any particular websites beyond besides yourself that maybe an association or some resources that women can look at in starting a business?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. Young, Fabulous, and Self-Employed, Entrepreneurs Academy, She Now, trying to think of all the ones I read. Succeed as Your Own Boss, Melinda Emerson, the small business lady, that's her site. Trying to remember all the ones I read. I read so many. I like Forbes, Inc., Entrepreneur. I belong to Black Business Women Online. I do like going to the Boss Network. I mean, there are so many. She Now. There are so many out there. But those are the ones that I pretty much go to on a daily basis.
Well, any recent information has stood out that, hey, that you want to share and say, hey, you really need to do this?
No, the only thing, maybe because it concerns my business, is that a lot of blogs, a lot of newspapers and magazines are buzzing about networking. That's, for some reason, becoming a buzzword. And so it's helping all the people who run networking companies, but at the same time, some of them are given those negative connotations that you just go, you throw around business cards, and you may or may not make a connection. And what sets Game Changer Fusion apart is we don't allow a big number of women to come. We keep it small on purpose so that you actually get to meet and talk to everyone who's there. This month, it was only eight of us. Every woman was able to tell her story, tell what she does. We really got to know each other. And now I'm, you know, forming collaborations with those ladies. And so that sets us apart, that we don't allow just everyone to come. It's a small, small number for a reason. We want them to truly make connections and not just leave with a bunch of cards.
Well, any advice that you have for women that's going to these networking events? I mean, naturally you can talk and hold a conversation, but anything they really need to listen to or have to approach a person, maybe some are outgoing, some are not outgoing, some things they should say, some things they shouldn't even talk about. Any advice that you would give a young person or a seasoned person who have never networked, what advice do you give them to when they come to these types of situations? Or a networking event?
Well, I'm the most introverted person. I love staying at home. But in order for any business to grow, you do have to get out there and meet people. And it all starts with, hi, how are you doing? My name is Vernetta. Just that basic, simple introduction. And just, you know, how are you doing? Stuff like that. And then people will start asking you questions. Well, what do you do? You know, where are you from? And then you ask the same questions back. Just have a general conversation. But I do want to stress that women need to go into a networking event with the intent of, I'm trying to find someone I can collaborate with, someone that I can give something to, and they can give something back to me so my business will grow. Don't go in there thinking that you're just going to get a card and you may send a follow-up email. That may not work. You need to tell people, hey, you know, what are you doing? And listen to them. And then if you hear something that your company can help them with or that they could help your company with, then you really need to start having a more direct conversation concerning your business. Because the whole point of networking is to grow your business. It's not just to pick up cards and hear someone talk and then move on to the next person. Your intention is to go there to grow your business. So you really need to get to know who you're talking to and what their company can, how they can benefit you or how your company can benefit them.
Wow. Any last words you would like to leave as advice to about your business, also to women who's coming up? in business.
Don't be afraid to go out there and do what you need to do to grow your business. Just a couple of days ago, I went to a networking event, and it was a lot of older men there, not as many women, but I felt comfortable because I knew that the business I was doing, I was passionate about. And so I went with the intent to learn from them. So if you are passionate about your business, you're going to do everything you can to make sure it stays afloat. You're going to learn, you're going to grow, and you're going to go and make the right contacts. So you have to, number one, be passionate about what you're doing. And don't do it just because you think you're going to make a lot of money, because you're going to get burnt out a lot quicker.
Wow. What do you see yourself in the next 5 and 10 years?
I see Women Are Game Changers take Infusion nationwide. We have already gotten requests to come to several cities because people like the concept that it is small and intimate. So I see us going nationwide, taking it from Houston to other cities.
Okay. Well, anything else? What is your website address again, and how can we contact you?
My website is womenaregamechangers.com. And I'm on everything under Women Are Game Changers. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Google+, LinkedIn.
Hey, that's right. You cover them all pretty much.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming on the program today. I really appreciate this half hour. And, again, that website address again is?
womenaregamechangers.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Vanetta. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. Have a great day. Appreciate it again.
You too.
Take care. Again, it's been another production of The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. You can download this episode on iTunes on Blog Talk Radio. We also ask you, if you go to iTunes, go ahead and write a review about the stories. We want to make sure it's something that is meeting your needs. Again, everybody have a great day and have a great holiday. Take care.
Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet. Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.